the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. On the 10th day of the noble month of Muharram, the Zaytuna community gathered for an evening of remembrance and reflection. We now share with you concluding remarks by Imam Zayd Shakir concerning the great bounties of this date.
Imam Tirmidhi relates a tradition where the Prophet ﷺ, he said, this is a day, Ashura, where Allah forgives many people and others seek forgiveness from Him. So this day should have been spent, amongst other things, in prayer, devotion, to the extent of our ability, because many of us had to work, and seeking forgiveness. And one of the best forms, and even tonight, because the Prophet ﷺ also encouraged fasting the day before and the day after, is the dua of Adam ﷺ, since this is the day Adam's repentance was accepted, to say the prayer of Adam and Hawa, Adam and Eve, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا فَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Oh God, we have wronged our souls and oppressed ourselves through our actions, and if you do not turn to us in repentance and have mercy on us, if you don't forgive us and have mercy on us, we will be amongst the great losers. So this gives us pause to reflect on our spiritual state, on our relationship with God, and on how we sometimes take our sins and transgressions for granted. We don't think about them. But how many of us are really different from Adam alayhi salam and his wife, Adam and Hawa, Adam and Eve? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Who amongst us has not oppressed his or her soul? Has not done wrong? فَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. Who amongst us is not in need of the forgiveness and mercy of God? فَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. Who doesn't need the mercy of God? In this world and more importantly in the next. لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. We will be amongst the great losers. Who's going to be saved through their own efforts? Their efforts alone. Without God showering His mercy upon us. So, brothers and sisters, this behooves us to examine ourselves. When these special occasions come, there are occasions where, in the appropriate way, so this is when Adam alayhi salam, his tawbah was accepted, and he pleaded to God for mercy and for forgiveness, so this is a reminder for us that this should be a major part of our business in this world. Just as we strive to feed ourselves, and we strive to clothe ourselves, and we strive to meet the perfect mate, we should be striving to seek the forgiveness and mercy of God in this world. Because if we leave this world and our sins aren't forgiven, then we're min al-khasirin, we're amongst the great losers. And as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِكَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul will taste of death. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّوْنُ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And then you will be given your recompense for this in full stint on the Day of Judgment. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ. Whoever is pulled back from the hellfire, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. And entered into paradise, that is the victorious one. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَعُ الْغُرُورِ. And what is the life of this world except a deceptive enjoyment? It deceives us. We enjoy it and we think these pleasures will last forever. Or we take these pleasures by usurping other people's rights. So I can eat, drink, and be merry because of my oppression, because of my usurpation, because of my actions which are leading to misery for someone else. And I don't think about that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty God, is recording everything we do, we say, everything we think in this world. And if it's not right, we're going to be recompensed in full. Similarly, every good deed, even every good thought, even every good intention, whoever intends a good deed and is prevented from doing it, how is it recorded? Yuktab lahu hasanat. A good deed is recorded for him. And if he or she actually does it, then 10 goods are recorded from the one act. Al-hasanatu bi'ashri amthaliha. And if he or she intends a bad deed and is prevented or leaves it and doesn't do it, is it written as neutral, nothing? Or is it written as a bad deed because he or she thought about it? It's written as a good deed. Leaving the bad deed is a good deed. Leaving the sayyat is recorded as hasanat. Allah Ta'ala is merciful, brothers and sisters. He's merciful. فَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. And who is the best to forgive and the best to bestow mercy? أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. The most merciful of those who show mercy. So these are some things associated with the day itself. Now we all know in history this was a momentous day in Islamic history because it was the day that Al-Husayn, the son of Ali, the grandson, radiallahu anhum, Ajma'in, the son of Ali, radiallahu anhu, karamallahu wajha, may Allah ennoble his countenance and be pleased with him, and the grandson of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Al-Husayn. And Al-Husayn has the tazkiyah of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many times, amongst the things that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in magnifying the virtue and manifesting the virtue of Al-Husayn, Al-Hasanu wal-Husaynu Sayyida Shabab al-Jannah. Al-Hasan and Husayn will be the leaders of the youth of paradise. Sayyida Shabab al-Jannah radiallahu anhum ajma'in. That's sufficient tazkiyah. That's sufficient character reference, as we translate tazkiyah that way. That's a sufficient character reference for Al-Husayn. Al-Husayn was one of the ulama. Al-Husayn of the Sahaba. The latter Sahaba, the old, younger Sahaba. His knowledge, he was one of the atqiyya, one of the most pious of his generation. He was one of the most insightful of his generation. And all this is known. And he went forth based on his ijtihad. He was mujtahid. Based on his ijtihad, he went forth to what was certain death. Even though he was warned, amongst those who warned him, Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, warned him not to go forth. Even his envoy that he sent to Al-Iraq, Muslim bin Aqil, his cousin, the son of Aqil bin Abi Talib, the brother of Imam Ali, and the brother of Ja'far. Aqil, Muslim bin Aqil, was sent by Husayn to Kufa to gauge the situation there. But the people were inviting Husayn, come, and set up Khilafah here. So Al-Husayn, he sent Muslim bin Aqil. And Muslim bin Aqil, after originally being received by the people of Al-Kufa, was abandoned and left to the mercy of the governor of Kufa, Amr bin Ziyad. Kufa being a city in southern Iraq. Now, before Muslim bin Aqil was taken into custody by Ubaidullah bin Ziyad, he was allowed to send a messenger back to Al-Husayn to tell him not to come to Kufa, because the people would betray them, would betray him, just as they had betrayed Muslim bin Aqil, his cousin. Ibn Abbas told him not to. He said, the people are calling you not to stability, but to conflict. Because if they were serious about establishing Khilafah there, then they themselves would initiate the action before you even got there. So he said, don't go. The great poet of the Arabs, great poet Faradak, he met Al-Hussein in route and he told him, don't go. Al-Hussein, his ijtihad, persuaded him to go forth. So he went forth with a small band of 80 people, including his wife, his children, his closest friends and allies. And they were met by the army of Ziyad, and he met his martyrdom. Now, there are many lessons we can draw from this story, and many people draw lessons from this story. But the lessons we draw should be relevant for our situation here and now. Some people, they draw from this that no matter what the odds, you should challenge oppressive, unjust, tyrannical authority. Because Al-Hussein challenged unjust, what he viewed based on his ijtihad, to be unjust, tyrannical authority. But his situation and our situation is different. We're not mujtahidun. He was mujtahid. So he had the ability to gauge the situation based on his understanding of Islam. That we are not mujtahidun, then we are bound to follow what has been left to us in terms of legal and political guidance by the ulama. And the ulama counsel us against a armed rebellion in the face of overwhelming odds, because it will lead to more harm than good in our situation. So we're not drawing a parallel between Hussein's situation. There's good that came out of that. The principle of justice being upheld. The principle of commanding the good and forbidding the wrong in the face of overwhelming odds. But in terms of actual political theory, this is not a model nor an example for us as Muslims in our contemporary situation. Another lesson we can draw is that some people point the finger at Yazid and say Yazid was a tyrant, and Yazid bin Muawiyah was instituting dynastic rule that had no precedent or basis in Islam, and that all tyrants who are like Yazid and the leaders of the Muslim countries, we should challenge them and we should overthrow them and we should rebel against them. A greater lesson for us is to understand why those leaders are there in the light of the Quran. And we mentioned this verse on Sunday. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَسَبَتْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Thus, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. We place some oppressors over others, بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, what they have earned. So what is the lesson for us? Al-Hussein, as we said, was a mujtahid. And Al-Hussein moved based on his ijtihad. So his lessons were derived from his ijtihad. Our lessons are derived from the clear text of the Quran and Sunnah and the interpretation of the scholars. The lesson for us, based on this verse, is to understand if we as Muslims have tyrannical oppressive rulers, it's because we ourselves are oppressors. وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي, we give authority, بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا, to some oppressors over other oppressors. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, because of that which they have earned themselves. So, more pressing, not point that downward swing and down that, is to look at ourselves. each and every one of us and take personal responsibility for our situation. Down with that tyrant within me. Down with that for the prayers. That doesn't sacrifice for the religion. That spends more hours in front of a television than in front of a mushaf. Down with that oppressor. Al-Zalim li nafsi. The one who's oppressing his own soul. And when we eliminate that oppressor, Allah Ta'ala will give us leadership that's commensurate to our state. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah does not change the condition of a people until they change that which is with themselves. This is a religion of personal responsibility. This is a religion of personal responsibility. This isn't a religion of pointing the finger at the other guy. This is a religion of looking in the mirror. And if we look in the mirror and we don't like what we see, we have to change it. And when we do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the kind of leadership that we deserve. So this is a lesson for us. Another lesson, we don't want to belittle the sacrifice of Hussein. He was one of the people that Allah mentions in the verse, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. From amongst the believers, there are men and women can be included also, even grammatically, semantically. رِجَالًا can be applied to both, even though it's a sound plural. That's why we say, وَتِلْكَ الرِّجَالِ. There are men and women who are truthful in that which they have convened with God. صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. Pause. Are we truthful in the covenant? We proclaim, every time we read it in the Quran, قُلْ, say, and we say, we respond, إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهَ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Say, O Muhammad, صلى الله عليه وسلم, and all of us are similarly commanded. He's the first, أول المسلمين من هذه الأمة. Verily, my prayer, my sacrifice, my living, my dying are all for God, the Lord of all the worlds. He has no partner. With this I have been commanded, and I am the first to submit His will, to submit her will as a Muslim. We say it, we repeat it. Do we mean it? Mean it. Hussein meant. So, if anything, we should take an example from his seriousness. When we say it, we should mean it. And we should understand, if we don't mean it, part of the test for us as believers in this world is we're tested in our truthfulness. Alif Lam Mim. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do the people think they'll be left alone merely saying, we believe, and not be tested? All of the prophets were tested. They were tormented. Many of them were tortured. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings of God be upon him, is no exception. Their followers were tested. And we're going to be tested. So we have to prepare ourselves to stand up to the test. Do you think you'll be left alone? People are in shock when September 11th came and then the community was tested. And peace and blessings of God be upon them is no exception. Their followers were tested. And we're going to be tested. So we have to prepare ourselves to stand up to the test. Do you think you'll be left alone? People are in shock when September 11th came and then the community was tested. As if we never read the Quran. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do the people think they'll be left alone merely saying we believe and then going about their business making lots of money and just hanging out, chilling in America, and they will not be tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. And we have surely tested those who preceded them. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ. So that Allah, God, will show who? Which of them? فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. Which of them are truthful? وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And which of them are liars? That's one of the biggest tests for us as believers in this world. Are we truthful or are we liars? Are we truthful or are we liars? Verily, my living, my prayer, my sacrifice, my living, my dying are all for God. Are we truthful or are we liars? And this isn't a test that I'm positing. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And Allah, God, will show which of them are truthful and which of them are liars. So brothers and sisters, we have to be truthful. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't have fun. That doesn't mean we shouldn't have a nice meal after Isha. But we should be very serious in how we approach this life we've been entrusted with. We should be very serious about how we approach this Islam that we've been given as both a blessing and a test for us. It's a great honor and to be in a world where people are running away from divine guidance, to be striving to the best of our ability to live our lives according to divine guidance. That's a great honor. But it's also a great test and a great challenge. So we pray that we have the fortitude to meet that challenge, to stand up and be truthful to the best of our ability. And no one is given a burden greater than he or she can bear. So we pray that we can be inspired by the example of Al-Hussein, to be serious and to be truthful and to look at our situation with very discerning eyes and then to move through this life according to that understanding. So we don't want to belabor the point, and we pray that everyone, that this gathering is a blessed gathering. And we pray that everyone, that the love between the believers can grow. We pray that Allah, that God bless all the non-believers amongst us to, in whatever capacity, to strive to live a righteous life. And we pray that Allah guides them to Islam. That's our prayer. La ikraha fid din. We can't force anyone to be a Muslim, but it's been good for me, so I would like a lot of other people to have some. And that's I'm sure people of other religions would feel the same way. So we have to be honest. So that's my honest wish for all the non-Muslim guests. So we'll stop here, inshallah. And we pray that Allah gives everyone a blessed evening. Kul amin wa antum bi khair. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
For more information on traditional Islam in America, please contact the Zaytuna Institute at 510-582-1979 or on the internet at www.zaytuna.org. For more lectures by Imam Zay Chaker and other traditional scholars, please contact Alhambra Productions at 510-690-0098 or on the internet at www.alhambraproductions.com.